Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles says ag continues to be a major economic driver in the state of Kentucky. Quarles says agriculture has a larger impact than most people realize.
It's important that we remember that agriculture continues to be the major economic driver in many Kentucky counties. And if you don't see it in the fields, you can see it in the numbers. Agriculture brings in about $5.6 billion in cash receipts. But when you look at the economic impact of agriculture across the state, meaning all the jobs, all the suppliers, all added together, it's $45 billion, which is a big number for a state like Kentucky of 4.5 million people.
Quarles says agriculture is diverse across the state.
In Western Kentucky, people know it's a grain area. Kentucky surprises people when I tell them when we rank top 15 in corn, soybean, and wheat production across the entire country. And in Eastern Kentucky, we talk a lot about different diversity. We have maple syrup producers in Kentucky, believe it or not. We have truffle farms in Kentucky. We grow a lot of wood for our bourbon industry, et cetera. And so there's a lot of diversity. And
the commissioner says he enjoys bragging about that diversity.
When I talk to my counterparts, particularly those as those agriculture commissioners from the Midwest, I remind them that we get to represent everything from apples to zucchinis and everything in between, including the bourbon and racing industry with our thoroughbreds as well.
We'll have more in a moment. Since 1993, the Farm Bureau Scholarship Foundation has been working to assist Kentucky youth in their goal of obtaining a post-secondary education. Each year, the county and state organizations award financial help to enable hundreds of students to begin their college careers. Learn more, start planning now. Go online to kyfb.com/scholarships. That's kyfb.com/scholarships. A public service message from Kentucky Farm Bureau. Commissioner Quarles says the poultry industry continues to be the top agriculture commodity.
It is an area of continued growth. It brings in about $1.2 billion, concentrated more so in the western part of the state, but it's starting to make its way towards the central part as well.
He adds the equine industry also has a significant impact.
It's a $4 billion business. In central Kentucky, where I grew up on a farm, every time we sell a load of hay, whether it's to a cattle producer or a horse farm, either way, that's economic activity for our farm. And so it's important to realize that as the equine industry continues to have that signature reputation around the world, that if you want the best, you come to Kentucky, that benefits a lot more people like our hay producers, our feed mills, and even agritourism.
We'll find out about a big announcement as part of National Agriculture Week tomorrow. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.